Revelation chapter 2. Look at verse number 8. Verse number 8. We'll read till verse number 11. So I'll stand in honor of God's holy word if we can.
Amen.
Jesus is writing and talking to the apostle John. He's on the island of Patmos. And he says, "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but art the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Amen. Precious Lord, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power and the courage and the wisdom and the love and the peace that's found in your word. Father, give us that supernatural ability to take the word of God, hear it in a way that we understand it, and then apply it to make application to our lives. No use hearing a word if we're not going to apply it to situations and trials and testings and tribulations that we all are going through. Let us put some word on our situations. Let us put some word on the things that stress us. Let us put some word on the things that trouble us. Why have it if we're not going to use it? Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've been preaching and teaching us on the blessed man. On the blessed man. And some of you have been here every week, and some of you come out on Wednesday, been teaching on the blessed man and taught on the blessed man. And I'm not talking about the worldly blessed man. I'm not talking about shouting John and got a mule and 40 acres and a mule and all that because I'm blessed. I'm not talking about that kind of blessed man. Okay? I'm not talking about Charlie Wilson blessed and, you know, I'm living every day, no regrets, and I'm not talking about that kind of blessed man. The blessed man is a man that's faithful. Let me say that again. The blessed man is the man that's faithful. Amen. Amen. The blessed man is a boss man. I've been using that word. He's a boss man. Okay? How many know what it means to be bossed? Okay? Some of us here know what it means to be bossed. Some of us have bosses. Some of us live with our bosses. Some of us have to drive to work and work with our bosses. Some of our bosses is little. Some of our bosses is 2 years old. But the biblical man, the blessed man, is a boss man. The moment that you receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you become a boss man or a boss woman. I'm using the word generic now. Okay? Let me tell you what it means. A boss man is a man that's dominated. A boss woman is a woman that's dominated. Okay? She has an authority in her life. She has someone telling her what to do and what not to do. Where to go and where not to go. What to say and what not to say. Because we're bossed. As the people of God, we're bossed. And I just want to give you a couple subjects, a couple areas in our life where God tells us. He's not suggesting that we do this. These are commands. When God says, be faithful, he's not saying you have you can be faithful or not. That's non-negotiable, as they would say. When he says to the man of God, the woman of God, be holy, he's not saying, well, you know, not all the time.
Amen.
Okay? When he tells the man of God, a woman of God, to be still and don't deny him God, he's not suggesting that you do that. Okay? When he says to the man of God, to the woman of God, to the child of God, be sober. He's not saying, well, you know, there's no wiggle room in that.
Amen.
Okay? Here's our verse. Here's our text. Watch this, though. I thought this was fascinating text. I'm going to read it again. I read it earlier. It was our text for the subject. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, right. Now the word Smyrna means crushed. It's a crushed church. It was a church that was under conviction, under persecution. Folks didn't like it because it was faithful to the word of God. It was faithful to the scripture. And folks didn't like this church. They didn't like being called out. They didn't like being challenged. They didn't like being confronted. They wanted to be happy in their sin. And Smyrna means crushed. How many know out of the seven churches? How many did God have favor with? Two. Church of Philadelphia in Smyrna, and Smyrna means crushed. Watch this now. Watch. He gonna tell them how. He gonna read how they were crushed. He said, "These things say the first and last, which was dead." Well, that's important. That's important. See, Christianity, the only faith, the only faith that serve a risen Savior. Okay, every other faith group out there serve a dead faith, a dead Savior. He said, which was dead and is alive. And is alive. Now watch this. Verse 9. I know thy works. Okay? God is saying to the church, the faithful church, the crushed church, he said, I know your works. Okay? The world may not know them. But I know your works and tribulation. I know what you're going through. I know it hurts. It's costly to stand on the word of God. That's what so many churches don't. I can't preach that. I can't go there. Can't go down that road. Too many people in here on that road. Can't go down that road. Too many people here on that road. I know that works. That tribulation. That poverty, okay? Watch this now. But thou art rich. Thou art rich. God is saying that this church that's crushed, that's under tribulation, that's under poverty, folks are condemning it. You go out to the world, you go to that little church, I got 10 members over there, 15 members over there. Let me tell you something what God says. He said, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, which say they got it all together. Oh, they got 9 buses, and they doing this, and they doing this, and they... Oh, we got 100 people in our choir. We got 5 choirs, and they boast and brag, and God said, listen, don't mind that, okay? Don't mind that. He said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and... are not. He called fake. That's what God's saying. They fake. They phony. They don't have what they say they have. Okay? They superficial. Watch what God calls. I'm not calling them this. This is what God calling that. But are the synagogue of Satan? Let me tell you something, folks. When you start accepting everything, okay? When you start accepting everything, I said it last week, when you got the choir director, and the organ player, and you got deacon, womanizing deacons, you got a divorced, unmarried, sexually active pastor, and you got your ushers, ushers shacking up and living together with folks, and they have a church. Know what that is, right? That's a synagogue of Satan's. Vaughn says a synagogue of mess. Okay? Y'all stay with me, because I just want to share this with y'all. Because the man of God, the boss man, the faithful man, the blessed man is faithful. Okay? Watch this now. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Let me tell you something, folks. Devil ain't never going to be happy when a church that's preaching against it. Okay? Church ain't never going to be here. Listen, these are my peoples. You can't be preaching against my peoples. Okay? Satan ain't happy. And he said, behold, some of you, he going to cast into prison. Why? God can't touch you. You saved in prison. Maybe you need to go to prison. Some folks get saved in prison. I know there'll be probably more people getting saved in prison than getting saved in churches. See, sometimes God will put you somewhere where, I need you now. See, some of us don't have enough tribulation to get right. Behold, the devil. Now, if you go out there and rob a bank, that ain't the devil putting you in prison. I don't want everybody to hang. I'm in prison because, you know, if you're in prison because you robbed the bank, or you're in prison because you messed with little kids, then it ain't. Okay? That's a whole different category. These folks are going to prison because of their standing for God. I tell the volunteers all the time, I say, y'all got the scriptures all messed up. Y'all coming out here talking about God said go to the prison. No. Y'all got it all messed up. These kids ain't in prison because they saved. They ain't in prison because they was out protesting and marching and talking about holding John 3:16 signs up. These kids is bad. These kids ain't in prison because they, you know, you visited me and I was lost and you came to prison and visited me. Then listen. Bible folks was in prison because Paul wasn't in prison because he robbed people.
Amen.
Paul wasn't in prison because he was selling dope. Paul was in prison because he was doing the will of God and he was preaching the gospel and casting out demons out of folks.
Amen.
Oh, y'all gotta hear me. Okay. Now, hope my superintendent ain't listening to this message. I'm the director of volunteer services, but listen, fear none of these things, okay? Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison. Why? See, that ye may be tried, tempted, examined, okay? Approved. That's what that word try means. See, we don't want to be tried. I get so sick of hearing folks. I hope none of y'all ever say this. I'd be like, when did they slap you with the Holy Ghost? You ain't supposed to judge. Only God can judge me. Listen, don't listen. Let me tell you something, folks. You ought to want to be judged. You ought to want to be tried. You ought to want to be examined. We're going to do it this morning. The word of God said, let a man examine himself.
Amen.
Okay? Don't let nobody trick you. Only God can judge. Okay? This is Tupac don't have no chapters in the Bible. Okay? There is no turn to the book of Tupac. Because Tupac said that. That ain't nowhere found in the Bible. The only thing I find close to that that is David crying out in the wilderness, judge me, Lord, examine me, try me, amen, test me. Y'all don't want to be tested. You go buy a car, you want to make sure, you want the first thing. Listen, was that car tested? When you go to General Motors, you go to one of these plants, they got a final assembly, and you go and it smell like rubber. It all of you smell like burning tire because they testing it. Making sure it's ready to go. Make sure it's ready to go. Ain't gonna check the oil, check the brake fluid, check the tires, check the engine, check all the wells, you know? Now you used to work at General Motors, they just call me, and you gotta go to final process. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. When they come to your job and say, you need to come up, get relieve him. Mr. Neal, come with us. We got to go to final process. Because you know, they ain't going to tell me how many wells I missed. And I come back head down. Yeah, I missed all the wells. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened on that one, you know. Then they tell me, you can't be online reading. Okay. When the world tests you, when people that you love test you and try you and call you out. Listen, folks, they ain't doing it because they hate you. Okay? If you're wrong, you're wrong. And you ought to be happy that God has put some folk in your life that's going to be honest with you. We surround ourselves with cowards and sissies and folks that ain't going to say nothing. You could be doing anything. And ain't nobody gonna call you out. You need some new friends. Amen. You need some new friends. You are a step away from stepping in the eternal darkness forever. And, well, you know, it's okay. Just go. Step on in, huh? Fear none of these things. Behold. Behold. Pay attention. Listen. The devil shall cast some of you in prison. Why? Why? That you may be try, because you may be made ready to go to heaven. See, everybody talking about heaven ain't going. You can't get to heaven. You got to be tested. You got to be tried. You got to be examined. God ain't letting nobody just step in. People, stay with me. Listen, not only will you be tried, you shall have tribulation. You shall have tribulation. See, Joel Osteen ain't going to preach this to y'all. Know why? Because he's going to tell you, if you got problems, if you got trials, if you got headaches, that's because you don't have faith. That's a lie. That's a satanic message. Okay? The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. All who desire the God in Christ shall suffer tribulation. Okay? Now, watch what he says. I'm going to keep going on this. But be thou faithful unto death. Whoa. Now that's my text. The blessed man, the boss man, is faithful. How long is he faithful? Unto death. Unto death. You walk in the room to a faithful man or woman, and they on a deathbed, they're gonna be faithful. They're gonna be faithful. Faithful unto death. And then, watch this now, I personally, that's Jesus saying this, I will give that person that has been thoroughly examined, tried, and tested, I will give thee a crown of life. See, we want honors here. You know, we want honors here. Ploy the month, ploy the week, you know. Got a Dove Award, and you know, I was on the Super Bowl gospel show, and we won all this. Uh-huh. While we on this side, uh-huh, you get it all over here. You ain't got nothing to look forward to now. Uh-huh. Okay, he said, I will give thee a crown of life. Okay, and let me tell y'all something. It ain't a one size fit all crown. Okay, it's a special crown. That's only gonna fit you. You're not gonna, Jeremy, you know, listen, you may have your brother, and you say, well, Matthew, hey, you know, you can wear my crown. Matthew can't wear your crown. This crown is for you. Okay? Amen. You put that crown on Matthew. Remember in the Wizard of Oz when the witch came to touch Dorothy's shoes? Yeah! It's my crown! I've been faithful. I've been tested. I've been tried. I've been through tribulations. And I was faithful unto death. And you sitting here, and you didn't drink and partied and did all that. Yeah. Let me wear your crown and I can get it. Get up out of here. It's your own crown. And he that have an ear. He that have an ear. Everybody can't hear this. Go. You know, remember I told y'all the story about the doctor and the lawyer? The doctor and the lawyer and the preacher went deer hunting? Y'all know the story. Uh-huh. They all shot at the same time. Boom! And everybody ran and I shot. And he said, we called a park ranger. The park ranger came over and said, the preacher shot it. And the lawyer and the doctor said, how you know? Because it was a clean shot. It went in one ear and out the other. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. Unto the churches. Now here's what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Because see, the churches ain't overcoming nothing. See, the churches ain't overcoming nothing. We don't want to overcome nothing. We just invite it all in. We the Lord the standard so low. Everybody welcome. Everybody come in. Let me tell you something, folks. Y'all not be laying hands on everybody. Amen. Okay? Some folks, listen. This is a holy place.
Amen.
Holy folks ought to be up in here. You don't have to be up in here. Well, I'm thinking about turning. I'm thinking about changing. I'm thinking about, you know what I'm saying? Why are you thinking about it? You need to be somewhere else. I don't need no pedophile up in here talking about I'm thinking about stopping messing with kids when I got kids up in here.
Amen.
Okay? Well, you know, I'm struggling with an attraction to other women. And I don't need that up in here every day.
Amen.
Struggling.
Amen.
Oh, nobody wanna hear. Oh, we gotta love the home. We gotta love the gay people. We gotta love the people. Listen. Invite them to your house and talk to them about the gospel.
Amen.
That's why they got Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts.
Amen.
But see, y'all don't get it. I don't need nobody thinking about changing in the house of God. Well, how are they going to hear it? You're going to take them out to dinner. You're going to talk to them on the phone. You're going to text them and you're going to friend them and stuff. But this is a holy place. This is a place where saved folks gather to hear what thus say the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? Where people come to worship God. You can't worship God without the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You can't worship God without the Spirit of God. You know, people say, I'm having a struggle. I'm having a hard time worshiping God. You know, you don't need no musician to worship God.
Amen.
Okay? You don't need them drums. We worshiping God good up in here. And when them drums ain't playing a while.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He that have an ear, let him hear. Don't get me wrong. We ought to praise him. I love it. Folks, I love to have a choir full of saints praising. Giving God praise. Giving God honor. Okay? But I don't need him. God didn't require him. Let's keep going. I stayed on faithful for a while. Here's Paul. It's so hard for me to preach without talking about Paul. Because here's Paul. And Paul was a boss. He was bossed by God. Paul was bossed by God. Think about that. Watch this now. Stay with me. Here's Paul in 2 Timothy 4. And I know I go over this. It's just repetitive. I don't have nothing new. If y'all come to church, I listen. Pastor said something I ain't never heard before. Ain't no pastor saying nothing that nobody ever heard before. Okay? Ain't nothing new under the sun. If it's new, it ain't true. Hey, listen. Paul said, Timothy, preach the word. That's it. That much word. Can't be like the man was at the church for 7 years. He's at the church for 7 years. He quit. He said, why you quit? Well, I preached the whole Bible. I ain't had nothing else to say. Really? Listen, it could take you 7 years to get through the Gospel of John.
All right.
But watch all things, Paul, telling Timothy, faithful man, watch all things. Endure afflictions. That word endure means embrace them, handle them, deal with them, put some word on them afflictions. Okay? Because you're not going to avoid them. Anybody here? Anybody here avoiding afflictions? Over 20? Some of our young people are enduring afflictions. He says, do the work of an evangelist. He's telling Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. Now see the women preachers, the women that know they ain't supposed to be preachers. Claire know where I'm going. The women that know they ain't supposed to be preachers, they want to call themselves evangelists. I'm evangelist Sabrina. I'm evangelist Monique. Listen, get in your word. An evangelist, the word simply means preacher. That's it. Uh-huh. It means preacher. So don't let them hear, I'm not really a preacher, because I know women used to call, I'm an evangelist, you're a preacher. Who listening to you? Uh-huh. You ain't just preaching to women. Make full proof of thy ministry. That's what he's taught. That's what a faithful man is called to do. Make full proof of thy ministry. Don't leave nothing unturned or undone. Preach the word. Make full proof of the ministry. Stay on it. Explain it. Explain it again. Explain it again. Make full proof of the ministry. And not only in the church, but on the outside of the church. Okay? Because folks watch you harder when you're not in church. Amen. Than they do when you're in church. See, everybody can put on a good show. Okay? I can put this collar on, this robe on, and you can put your hats on and wear your white on first Sunday and leave church bus hell wide open. Paul said, Timothy, do the work of evangelists, be a preacher in the church. Outside the church. Now Paul said, listen, I done it. I done made full proof of my ministry. Paul said, I made full proof of my ministry. When I was in jail, I preached. When I was out of jail, I preached. He said, I know how to abound and I know how to obey. Paul said, I made full proof of my ministry. Now watch what he says. And this is what we have to say. If we think about going to heaven one day, this is what we have to understand. Paul said this. He says, for I am now ready. I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. He didn't see no sadness there. Some folks don't want to go to heaven. I ain't ready to go to heaven. No, I ain't ready to go to heaven. I like it down here. Okay? I don't know why. What you like about this? Know why you like this down here so much? Because you don't know enough about heaven. Okay? You need to be ready to go to heaven. Paul said, I'm ready to go to heaven. Let me tell you something. I talked to Cindy about all my insurance policy. Here with this money at, here with this at, here with this at. Listen, I am ready. Okay? And don't let her be up there talking about, you know, we gotta pump his chest and bring him back to life. Get up out of here with that. I ain't signing none of that. Keep me. Well, you know, keep him. Put him in a coma and let him stay there for a year. Huh? No. Okay? Don't do none of that. I'm ready. I fought a good fight. Come on, Paul. Say, I fought a good fight. And if you preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified, staying faithful to the word, you're going to be in a fight. You're going to be in a fight. You're going to be in a battle. You're going to fight with your kids. You're going to fight with your family members. You're going to fight with your co-worker. You're going to fight with everybody because there ain't nobody trying to hear it. You're going to fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I like that. You know, I like that because I think a man of God, woman of God ought to be fighters. God ain't called no chumps. You ain't ready to fight. You ain't ready to be saved. No, I got to tell you, when you say you're going to fight for something, we ain't fighting for nothing. We had a white tiles in our pocket. Well, you know, it's like the church is in a Kurt Angle leg lock, and the church is tapping out. See, my daughter got me watching too much wrestling. Church just tapping out. Oh, they got him in a, he got him in a chokehold. He got him in an arm bar. He got him in a leg lock. Tap out, church. Tap out, church. And church just tapping out. You go to these tapped out churches. Tapped out preachers. Well, you know, I can't say that. I can't say this. Sickening. I fought a good fight, Paul said. I fought a good fight. I was in shape. I did my crunches. I was in shape. I ran 5 miles a day. I finished my course. Finished my course. Come on, Paul. Watch this now. I have kept the faith. As Paul said, I have kept the faith. And life hit me hard. Mm-hmm. Life gonna hit you hard. Nobody want to talk about it. I hear people all the time. The preacher don't never talk to them about dying. It's all about living. It's all about traveling. It's all about cruises. It's all about making money and prosperity and being healed. Let me tell you something. The cancer coming back. Okay? The cancer coming back. I was sitting here telling Columbus today. I said, Columbus, let me tell you something. They embalmed you. Okay? They put you in a casket and you sit there and watch them wire it, wind it up tight. It's closed. Can't nothing get in it. And then if that ain't enough, they put a big old gold, what do they call them? You buy gold or don't buy me no gold one. Give me the cheapest one. Save all the money you can, send it. Homie, you know how you like to shop. Okay? Amen. Now drop that silver thing on top of that casket, put it in the ground. Guess what? The worm dieth not. You done done all that and the worm still gonna eat you all up. Where was the worm at all the time? It's already in you. See? See, we got worms in us now. See, some of y'all in here talking about, I ain't eat no pork, it got worms in it. Well, you know, welcome home, brother. You got worms in you already. Gonna eat you some ribs. Get a worm that's in you some company. You gotta, oh Lord have mercy. I have fought a good fight, Paul said. I fought a good fight, man. I fought a good fight. I got hit, I got cut. Okay? I had a detached retina. I took some low blows, and Satan don't fight fair, and the referee's on his side. I got hit low blows. I even got hit when I was on the ground. Watch this though. Watch this though. Y'all better listen to me today. Listen, I have kept the faith. I kept it. I held on to it. Even though I was down, I was being battered, I was under affliction. I never, ever once gave up the faith. Why, Paul? Why didn't you give up on it? Why didn't you let go of the faith? Oh, I knew. God put it in my heart. He put it in my heart. He wrote it on a sign outside the church I went to. He said, without faith. He said, you let everything else go, Paul. Let everything else go, but don't let your faith go. Because without that faith, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God. To please God. Impossible, it means something you cannot do. Paul was a boss man. Look at James. James probably heard Paul say this, but James probably said, boy, you preaching, Paul. You preaching. And James in James 1:12 said, listen. He said, blessed is a man. Paul James said, blessed is a man that endureth temptation. Come on now. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, when he is examined, when he is tested, when the world punches him and beats him down, when he loses his brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, loses even kids. And he said, listen. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. He shall receive the crown of life. Let me tell you how to get it now. James and these preachers, they just brought it. Here's how you get it. I want to get that crown of life, Pastor, which the Lord have promised to them that love him. That's agape love. Yeah. That's not that I love Handel's love and I love Chick-fil-A love, okay? There's a whole different kind of love here that love him. Where you get that from? Faithful man. Well, I might not only get, I ain't gonna get past this. I'm gonna preach on blessed man for another month. Watch this now. Here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. Amen. You heard it from Paul. You heard it from James. Listen, here's Jesus. Talking about the false man, the hated man. See, you know, a man that loved the Lord is gonna be hated. Let me tell you something. Woe unto thee. When all men speak well of you. Okay? Watch out for them slippery tongue preachers. They want everybody to love them. Nobody want everybody to love them. They ain't saying nothing. When the world love a preacher. Okay? When the world love a preacher, you can come up in the church. You a hot mess. Okay? You shacked up with your boyfriend. You living with your girlfriend, and you just got you smelling like weed, and you come and sit in God's house, listen to the preacher, and then after the service is over, walk up to the preacher and say, "That was a good message." Let me tell y'all something. I don't want nobody come up here telling me that. That was a good message. Listen, you living like that? You involved in all that, and you telling me I preached a good message? I break down and cry. I said, "Lord, make me faithful. Give me some courage. Give me a set of stones. Give me. I can't have a godless world telling me I'm all right with them." Oh, we love your preacher. Oh, y'all, we love your preacher. Cussing and sinning and gaining and we love your pastor. I'm comfortable with him. Y'all not be comfortable with no pastor. No pastor should be getting no invitations to no Super Bowl party where they know everybody going to be drinking and smoking and cussing. Uh-huh. Or the pastor going to be there. Hey, ain't nobody inviting me nowhere.
Amen.
Invite the pastor. You inviting the pastor to the Super Bowl party? No, not mine. Well, you know, all the other pastors going to be there. No, he ain't like them. Y'all don't want to hear that. Here's Jesus. Stay with me. I ain't going to stay long. Here's Jesus, Matthew 10:20. He says, for it is not ye that speak. Help me, Lord. It's not me. It's not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Now, if that's happening, that's going to change a whole lot of stuff going on in the church. When the man of God stands before his church, and it's not him talking, it's the Spirit of God in him speaking, that's going to change some things. Y'all ought to be thanking God for that. Y'all be thanking God, well, my pastor ain't a compromising preacher. And you can sit here and say, you know, talk to your loved ones, your brothers, and you know they live in foul. Come on, church. Nah, man, I can't deal with your pastor. He be up there sweating and spitting, talking about me, and I. Look at what Jesus said in verse 21. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Yo, how many of y'all knew that was in the Word of God? That's in the Word of God. Let me tell you something. Don't be surprised when you get saved and your children and your brothers and your sisters and your parents reject that. Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear that. Keep them away from me. And in those days, they get so mad. See, they got demonic ties. They got satanic ties. And when they got satanic ties, that demon is going to lash out against that man or woman of God. Has to. Well, you wrong. You need to put that Bible down. That white man wrote it. You don't listen to the white man Bible. Ah! That's what they do. Why? Because they got the hostility of Satan in them. And that old nature ain't changed. Your nature didn't change. God gave you a new nature, but he didn't give you, he might not give your husband one. Okay? He might not give your kids one. And again, hey, Dad, I like the new dad. I like the old dad. You know, he was a bro man. I don't like this new dad that, you know, bring, you know, we gotta pray and we gotta pray before we eat. You know, we just wanna eat. Y'all stay with me. Look at verse 22. Here's the boss man. Ain't nothing popular about this. People are like, oh, you know, you're a pastor, you know. I hear it all the time. I said, you're a pastor? Well, how many women you got in the church? You driving a Cadillac? How much money you getting? See, that's it. That's the big three. First thing they tell me, you a pastor? Oh, you shoot. I mean, I know you got a lot of women. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Listen. Verse 22. And ye shall be boss man, blessed man. See? Not the Charlie Wilson blessed man. Okay? Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile on my face like, oh yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Waking up thanking God. Wifey by my side. Green light. Everything going my way. Riding clean. Living dream. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like minus. That ain't the Bible blessed man. Okay? That's Charlie Wilson blessed man. Okay? Here's a gospel blessed man. And he shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. You shall be hated for preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified and standing against sin and standing against the evil things of this world. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sakes. But here's our verse again, blessed man. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And I'm popular about this. Okay? Pastor ain't getting no double word. Pastor ain't getting invited to preach everywhere. Ain't happening. Nobody want to hear that. Yeah. That brought crazy. Like one preacher told me, church full of women. All of them sexually active. Oh, he knew it too. All of them. He said, after I preached, he said, man, you come up in here preaching like that. If you I'm going to be preaching to the walls. He said it. Uh-huh. Out his mouth. He said, all these women up in here, sexually active. You should have invited me back. He should have said, Pastor, I want you to preach for the next 2 months. You know, I did it for free. Oh, I ain't for hire. I ain't no hireling. I ain't for hire.
Amen.
I tell the church, don't pay my bills. Can I do one more?
Yes.
I know it's one more. Let me pick a good one. Because I got a bunch of them. Okay? I do. And sometimes you just get carried away. Let me give you this one. The blessed man. See, I'm blessed. You know what he is? He's filled. He's a filled man. Filled with what, Pastor? He's filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The blessed man is a filled man. Let me give you a verse, Ephesians 5. In Ephesians 5:15, Paul's writing again, and Paul's writing to the church, and he's telling them how they live. He's been the first four chapters telling them who they were. Now he's been in the last two chapters, telling them who they are. He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. See, somebody, you calling me a fool if you're not walking circumspectly. Like, ain't no you can't call nobody a fool. You was a fool. Mr. T had it best. He said, I pity the fools.
Amen.
He said, nah. He said, walk circumspectly. Walk like a man of God. Walk like a woman of God. Dress like a woman of God. Talk like a woman of God. Sing like a woman of God. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. But as wise. And if a man desires wisdom, let him ask. Watch this now. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Pay attention to the clock. Pay attention to the clock. Redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. The days are evil. Y'all don't know how evil the days are. When they start passing laws that you can abort your baby after it has come out of the womb. Wow. Now, y'all know me. I'm against the first trimester.
Amen.
Okay? But hey, look, if you pull choice, you confess, fine. But now you're going too far.
Amen.
And you done pulled it out, set it on the table. And now you and the mother are going to think about whether you want to have it or not. Whether you want to keep it or not. Hey. And you know what? In the church, silent night. Well, you know, God loves the abortionists. We got to love Planned Parenthood. Okay. Listen. Wherefore, be not unwise, knowing that the days are evil. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? Somebody asked me that this week. I said, here, well, here's what the will of the Lord is. That you confess your sins. Okay? You can't even get to the second point. Confess your sins. And ask God to give you the power to repent from them. And then he'll tell you what his will is. Somebody asked me that. I don't know. I feel like God is speaking to me. I feel like God is talking to me. And I can't determine what he's saying. Here's what he's saying. Confess your sins. Confess your sins and repent. And then he'll tell you some more. Then he'll make it clear. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, don't go behind a wall and talk to somebody who got more sins than you.
Amen.
Okay? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Somebody, Pastor, what is the will of the Lord? Let me. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Because you'll get this question and you need to have some answers. Somebody's going to say, my cousin just called me and she want to know, she's been going to church, she's been listening to some sermon, she want to know what the will of the Lord is. Here's the will of the Lord. For this is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication. Well, I got a church full of fornicators. I'm going to tell you what the will of God is.
Amen.
I'm telling you what the will of God is for them. Okay? Get them to stop fornicating. We fornicating for the Lord. We fornicating for the Lord. You know, got a sign out there, fornicators for the Lord. That's what you can put on the churches now. Fornicators for the Lord. I mean, we everything for the Lord. We got bikers for the Lord, and we got strippers for the Lord. And y'all don't know. Speaking to yourselves, I love this part. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord. Be filled. Blessed man. Be filled. Blessed man, be filled. Proverbs says, filled by knowledge shall thy chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. Paul says, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge, that you might be filled, what? With the fullness of God. With the fullness of God. Here's my last one. Here's my last verse. For this cause we also know, 1 Colossians 1:9, since the day we heard it, the day we understood the gospel message, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. How about that? Are you filled? Man of God, woman of God, do you have a desire to be filled? Do you want to be filled? Do you sit here and say, I want to be filled. I want to be stronger. I want to be bolder. I want to be more confident. I want to be able to challenge the world and challenge unsaved folks that I love. Then you can't do it without being filled. You can't do it without being filled. Desiring greatly to see you, being mindful of my tears, that I may be filled with joy. You'll be filled with a lot of things. But the man of God, the woman of God that's blessed is filled with joy. All right. Well, I'm sweating. It's hot. God is good all the time. It may be imperfect to us. His goodness may not be something we understand. And like I say, many of us have buried loved ones. I look around the room, we've buried loved ones today. And I told you, I buried my sister-in-law, hurt me bad. But there's beauty in it. There's beauty in it. I knew she loved Jesus Christ. I know Jesus Christ was her Lord and Savior. And I know she was going through. Breast cancer had left her breast area, hit her lymph nodes, hit her brain, hit her liver, hit her kidneys, all up through her back. God blessed her. And we still hurt because we miss her. And she was my favorite. And a lot of sisters. I had to tell them at the funeral. They're my favorite. All the rest of them, they all run around speaking in tongues and want to be women preachers and stuff. She was my favorite because she was down to earth. And she knew a phony when she seen one. God don't give everybody that. If they did, the churches wouldn't be so full of them crazy ones. But I have so much more I want to cover. Precious Lord, we thank you. I look around the room. Thank God for all y'all. Amen. Thank God for Claire. I thank God for Claire. Top of my list. Why? He said, why? Y'all don't know. When Claire buried her son, I call her son. She just said it today. 19 months. 19 months he was in that hospital. He went home one time. And I think if it's 19 months, she's up there every day. I preached his sermon.